99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Michigan holds the last major presidential primary before Super Tuesday. And CBS's Jared Hill says it's an uphill battle for one of the two GOP hopefuls.
Ahead of today's primary in Michigan, 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley vowed to keep up the fight against her party's frontrunner, former President Donald Trump.
I'm fighting to make sure he's not the nominee. I don't think he or Joe Biden should be president.
But Trump has already won every GOP primary so far, and he's expected to add the Great Lakes state to the list tonight.
Democrats in Michigan could deliver an embarrassing message to President Biden over the way he's handled the war in Gaza. Daoud Walid heads the state chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. He's urging Muslims to vote uncommitted.
They understand the policy of more fairness towards Palestinians is not going to change overnight, but this is a tipping point in the minds of many people in the community.
Last night, President Biden told NBC's Seth Meyers Israel is ready to pause fighting during the holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached with Hamas to release hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The former president's son, Donald Trump Jr., says he got a letter at his home in Jupiter, Florida, with something suspicious inside. CBS's Pat Milton.
The substance was tested at a laboratory and found to be not deadly, but testing is continuing to determine what the white substance is. Trump Jr. received the letter, personally opened it, and put it down as soon as he saw the white powder.
A vigil in Athens, Georgia last night. Nursing students mourned a 22-year-old classmate killed on campus when she went out for a run last week.
It is so obvious to me why it feels so dark right now, and that is because we lost one of the brightest lights that there's ever been. This campus and our sisterhood will never be the same without Lake and Riley.
Police say Riley died from blunt force trauma to the head. A 26-year-old undocumented immigrant is charged with felony murder. Several brands of eye ointments are being recalled. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
They're manufactured in India, and federal inspectors say they found unsterile conditions at the plant. This recall comes after a deadly outbreak last year of eye infections linked to artificial tears made by another Indian firm.
In the UK, a proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel, The Philosopher's Stone, has sold at auction for almost $14,000. It was purchased from a secondhand bookshop in South London almost 30 years ago for 50 cents. S&P futures are up 3, Dow futures ahead 7. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, will you or your loved one need get the help that they need? You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last 3-4 games have been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine, getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny this morning with clouds and a little light rain by late this afternoon. Our high today, 70 by early afternoon, with temps falling into the 50s by late this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 15 to 20. Tonight, some light rain and then some light snow, 23. Tomorrow, light snow early, then sunshine, high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Tuesday on the Devil's Advocates, the Michigan primary is on. Dom and Crute hanging out in Michigan. Tune in 4 to 6.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always, but if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and around the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know, you gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for a management training program. We're gonna have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just gotta hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And you just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
Wake the nation, come the New Jerusalem. Silver cities rise, the morning lights, the streets that lead them and sirens call.
WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here.
It's asking for the taking. Come run with me now. The sky is the color of blue.
You know, I didn't think I was going to make it this morning. I woke up this morning. I was talking like this. Hello. I had no voice whatsoever. I don't know. I got a cold. It went away and then came back again for round two. I feel okay. It's just, you know, makes your voice sound terrible. Got a great show this morning. We're going to do part four of our WRJN historical marker, former morning personality, Paul Kern. It's going to be here at 7:06 this morning. Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Also, we've got tickets to give away to the State Fair. We've got CCM Powerhouse Casting Crowns performing at the State Fair. I've got tickets to give away this half hour. Your chance to win right here, WRJN. By the way, did you get a load of this forecast? You know, when I read this morning, I said, something's got to be wrong here. Today's forecast, highs 65. Tonight, low 19. Highs tomorrow, 28. Something's coming through to drop that from 65 degrees to 19 in just a few hours. And that's a 45 degree swing. 46 degrees, actually. It's a 46 degree swing in temperature in just a few hours. That's going to be scary. 65 now, 19 tonight. Wonder what that's all about. Kind of scary, huh? And then tomorrow, highs only near 28. So enjoy that 65 degree temperature while you can. I know I will. It's 10 minutes after 6 at WRJN Radio. Hey, don't forget tonight, College Hoops. We got the Badgers at Indiana, 5 p.m. here on WRJN. Something else. Oh, you know what we sewed up yesterday? I can't wait for this. This will happen next Monday. Aaron Laylor and also Lee Widener are going to be here from the Racine Astronomical Society. You say, well, what is that? You know the Benn State Observatory in Yorkville? Well, that's where they have their meetings and stuff. And twice a year, I think more than twice a year, maybe just twice a year, they open it up to the public. I went there, and you could look at that giant telescope at the moon or whatever planets they have it aimed at that day. So I can talk about that. Especially now, because we're back on the moon. Yeah. With a tipped-over rover, or whatever that thing is, these spacecraft. They landed on the South Pole, which I don't think we've ever been to before. And it was a nice landing, except what they didn't realize was, when they landed it, there was a rock underneath the, whatever that post is that it lands on, in the leg of the spacecraft, and it tipped over on its side. And that's it. I heard yesterday it doesn't have much time left to do its work and whatever it's got to do. But we're back on the moon again. All right. It's been a while. Back there. Okay, it's 6:12 at WRJN Radio. Tens of thousands of AT&T customers were affected by a massive outage last week when a botched network update kept people from being able to use their cell phones for up to 12 hours. It affected us here. Excuse me. Because we were calling Doug Incidents from the Racine Theater Guild on his cell phone. And I couldn't get a hold of him. So I got his wife's phone number, and I couldn't get a hold of her either. And so he ran over to the Racine Theater Guild to use, the good old landline. He used the landline over there, and we got our interview on the air. But we didn't realize what kind of outage it was. And he said there was an SOS on his phone. Now, I have AT&T on my cell phone, and I didn't see the SOS. Mine was working fine. But anyway, customers were demanding to be reimbursed. AT&T will actually credit their accounts, believe it or not. You're going to get $5 applied automatically. It may not seem like much, but AT&T claims that $5 is the average cost of a full day of service. And keep this in mind. They didn't have to give you anything. So $5 is $5, I guess, huh? Taylor Swift laying the law down, putting her foot down, reportedly banned Travis Kelce from going to strip clubs. Didn't know he was a regular at the strip clubs. She also gave him $500,000 to upgrade his wardrobe. Supposedly she's trying to help him evolve to his new level of fame. Now this guy works for the Kansas City Chiefs, major player, just won the Super Bowl. He can't afford his own upgrade in clothing. I mean, $500,000 is nice. It's a lot of socks and underwear. But why does she have to give him $500,000 for his clothing? The inaugural Florida Man Games took place on Saturday. Thousands of people showed up in Florida to watch events like Mullet Contest, the Mud Duel, and Evading Arrest Obstacle Course. All right, only in Florida, huh? Wouldn't it be nice to have this much time and money on your hands? A Maryland couple broke a world record by going to 135 concerts in a single year. On average, that's one every 2.7 days. Now, these weren't just any concert. They saw Beyonce, Lizzo, Pitbull, Billy Joel, and over 130 more artists. All name artists, too. They say the whole thing cost $18,407. We're just over $68 a ticket. And that's not bad. $68 a ticket. That's pretty good. No, congratulations. They set a world record. All those concerts they went to. I get testy when I got to go to a concert. I don't do well at concerts. I don't like to sit in the chair for 2 hours. I've been to a couple. couple of big ones, too. According to this new poll, Oppenheimer is the movie most Americans think should and will win the Best Picture at the Oscars. Barbie came in second, followed by Killers of the Flower Moon. The problem with having people vote, a lot of them didn't see. These are seven, these are three of the nominees. There are seven other nominees. And the problem is you don't see those. They played sparingly or didn't play. Well, they got to play in theaters. But movies like Maestro, that was that an Apple movie or a Netflix movie or something like that? So, yeah. But these other ones, these three have been big movies. I saw Oppenheimer and I saw Killers of the Flower Moon. I was not the biggest fan of Oppenheimer. Do I think it was a good movie? Yeah. It was annoying, though, because the music was so loud in the movie. And they didn't stop with music throughout the whole film. It got annoying after a while. Do I think it was good? Yeah. It's a good movie. But if I had to pick between the two of them, I'd pick Killers of the Flower Moon. I expected Oppenheimer to be more about the atomic bomb, and a lot of it was about his personal life. But I did like Killers of the Flower Moon. I got to admit, that was a good movie. It's a murder mystery. And for the most part, it's based on a true story, whether all the facts are true or not. But we'll find out March 10th. March 11th, the day after the Academy Awards, I have the movie mom coming in here, Nell Minow, to discuss the results of the Academy Awards. And also, when Brent Hoffman comes in on Friday before the Oscars, we're going to pick our picks to see who's going to be right. We do that every year. We've been doing that for years and years and years and years. And he's right a lot of the time. Not me. So he knows, because he sees all these films. He works for Marcus Theaters. So he sees them all. All right, you knew this had to happen eventually. A woman in Europe is reportedly marrying an AI hologram boyfriend. That's an artificial intelligence hologram boyfriend, which was trained on the profile information of her exes. He's going to marry the hologram. Now, you knew this craziness was going to start sometime, right? Well, it's starting now. This guy has got to be one of the worst criminals. I mean, the dumbest when I say worst. An attempted grocery store robber in Ohio actually lost money on the robbery. See, he ran the employees. When he ran in, the employees sounded the alarm. Not only did he not get any money from the cash register that he was robbing, but he didn't get his change back from his purchase. So it was a net loss on that robbery. That doesn't happen too often with this guy. All right. Let's give away some tickets right now. You want to do that? All right. Real quickly here. We're welcoming CCM Powerhouse Casting Crowns to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage on Monday, August 5th. Join us for an evening filled with powerful and soul-stirring artistry that will lift your spirit. Joining Casting Crowns on the main stage August 5th is fellow CCM star Turin Wells. You want to go? All right. Give us a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. Six. I was told I talk too fast on those things. So here you go, nice and slow. 262-634-9756. Phone lines are open. They're clear. Give a call. Want the State Fair tickets? You got them from WRJN and the Wisconsin State Fair. At 619 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to.
At WRJN Radio, increasing cloudiness today, chance of showers, highs near 65. Highs near 65, and get this, rain and snow showers tonight, lows 19. Gradual clearing, highs only near 28 tomorrow. Wow. What a temperature switch, huh? From 65 to 19 in just a couple of hours. By the way, if you missed out on those State Fair tickets, I've got more to give away in just a few minutes, all right? All right, you ever buy a teddy bear at the store? You ever check the label to see where it's made? Well, you might want to. There's a factory in India that makes teddy bears stuffed with used cigarette butts. It's not as nasty as it seems. It's a recycling effort. The employees carefully separate the paper and charred tobacco from the filters, which are then thoroughly washed and dried before used as stuffing. But still, oof. Odd but true, the boy band NSYNC made a cameo in the movie Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. But George Lucas's daughter loved him, so they put him in the film. However, he put him in the background of a scene, and they were cut out of the final version. Odd but true. Engineering students from Johns Hopkins University have created an edible adhesive tape called Tasty Tape to keep burritos and other wrap foods sealed up while you're eating them. Then you can eat the tape. Something tells me that's not healthy. I get a vibe on that one. Thinking of having a large family? A new study says that having more than two kids can have a negative impact on your brain. It's unclear why a lot of kids are connected to cognitive decline, but some theories include stressed finances and less me time. I see people in church have five, six kids. Wow. I had one daughter. I don't know how I survived that, but I did. Okay. I had to work weekends for most of my entire radio career. I don't have to work weekends now, but I used to have to. Years and years and years and years. Now comes this. A study on irregular sleep schedules suggests that sleeping in on the weekends could have a negative impact on your gut bacteria, which can lead to obesity, inflammation, and heart problems. Just when I thought I had it made by being off weekends, now it tells you you should be working weekends. Are you ready for this? A delivery app called Slice is hiring a pizza influencer to post social media videos that help celebrate all things pizza. Pays $110,000 a year. Perks include medical, dental, and weekly pizza stipends. And I went to college. What a waste that was, huh? All right. The record for the loudest burp by a woman is back in American hands again. A lady in Virginia named Kimberly Winter broke it with a burp that hit 107.3 decibels. The old record of 107 decibels was held by a woman in Italy. We're proud of you, Kimberly, bringing back the title to America. That's what we need. A 65-year-old man in Massachusetts told his boss he was retiring last month and gave his two-week notice. Then he bought a scratcher 3 days later, won $1 million. But he still finished out his 2 weeks. Said he kept it a secret, didn't want to tell anyone at work. Could you keep the secret if you won $1 million? That's kind of a hard secret to keep. I'd probably blab it to somebody. I don't know who I'd blab it to, but somebody would find out about it. You see buried treasure a lot in the movies, but in real life, not so much. A guy in Kentucky recently found 800 gold coins from the Civil War buried in his cornfield. They're worth about $2 million, according to an appraiser. My house was built in the early 1900s, and it was built by a Lake Michigan sea captain. And I always thought he buried some treasure in the walls. You know, he was on Lake Michigan. I don't know, maybe he was a treasure hunter out there. Who knows? But anyway, I thought that, well, maybe somewhere in the house, there's some treasure buried. So one of the original walls was replaced in my house a couple of years ago. And before they put the new wall up, you know, it's the kind with the slats, you know, it's an original wall, plaster wall. And I said, let me take a look in there with a flashlight, see if he buried any, you know, gold doubloons in the wall. Nope, nothing in there. Nope, absolutely nothing. Nope. I'm still convinced somewhere in that house, he buried something, some treasure. I was thinking of putting a map in the wall, like a treasure map. So maybe 50 or 60 years from now, when somebody does that wall again or goes in there, they'll find the map and say, oh, look at this, a treasure map. And let them go crazy trying to find the buried treasure. Okay. Showbiz news. Quentin Tarantino wants to give Bruce Willis a cameo in his final movie, The Movie Critic. According to a source, if Bruce is too sick to do it, Tarantino wants to use a short clip from one of his previous movies. Why is Quentin Tarantino making one last film? This guy's a young guy. He's probably got a lot more in him. Forget about Max. Forget about Netflix. Forget about Disney Plus. NASA is launching its own streaming service called NASA Plus. They offer live coverage of things like rocket launches, plus original video series. No mention of aliens, though, in any of their series, to see if they, you know, show any aliens on there. It's time to get serious. Do you prefer to wash your dishes right away or let them pile up and do them all at once? Americans are split on that. 52% say they want to do them right away. 48% say wait. Men are more likely than women to say, let them pile up. You know, I do it both ways. If I'm in the mood, I just do all my dishes at once. If not, I'll wait a few hours. And I don't wait for them to pile up. But I just wait to do them. They don't really pile up in our house too much. There's some bad news. A study found that sucking in your belly to look more fit is bad for your health. Huh. It can make your abs imbalanced, leading to a condition called hourglass syndrome. Hard to believe that's real. I've been sucking in my gut for years. Now I find out it's not good for you. All right. It's 628 at WRJN Radio. Paul Kern is coming up at 7:06 this morning, and we are going to talk about the history of his years here at WRJN. He's number 4 in our historical marker series. So that's coming up here at WRJN 7:06.
in sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Finally, it feels like the tide has turned a bit for our Wisconsin pork producers. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It looks like profitability is trying to return to the bottom line for our Wisconsin pork producers. That's the estimation of Dr. Steve Meyer. He is a part of the forecasting crew with Averag, and he says right now he's forecasting break-even at $85.
Things have gotten much better. Back in December, when I first estimated profits and losses for 2024, I had a minus $12 and change per head for what we thought was going to happen in 24. That number, as of last Friday, is a plus $1.66. So that's nothing to write home about, but it beats minus 12.
Dr. Steve Meyer, he's one of the livestock forecasters with Averag. Now, he admits that every operation's a little bit different, and some producers will see their costs higher than what he estimates. But he said, still, it looks like pork is going in the right direction. He said it's coming off a terrible year in 2023, and by the model, even worse than 1998. Well, as markets get started on a Tuesday morning, so far we're all trading higher. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar, it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. On Monday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 5.5 cents to 167. 40-pound block cheese was up 4, 159. The AA butter unchanged, 285 a pound. This morning, we've got March Class 3 milk in Chicago up 4 at 1762. The April contract's up 6 at 1806. We've got December new crop corn up 2.5 at 459. November new crop beans are up a dime at 1140. July new crop wheat, that's up a penny at 577 a bushel. Don't forget, dairy farmers, tomorrow the beginning of sign-up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program begins. And farm organizations, as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, suggesting you take a look at your options. That's a quick update on the markets for a Tuesday. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Mostly sunny this morning with clouds and a little light rain by late this afternoon. Our high today 70 by early afternoon with temps falling into the 50s by late this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 15 to 20. Tonight some light rain and then some light snow, 23. Tomorrow light snow early, then sunshine, high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Boeing announced that the head of their troubled 737 MAX program is leaving the company after he was sucked out of an emergency exit.
After more than 50 years, I don't know if you heard, we're back on the moon. The spacecraft Odysseus, or Odie as its friends call it, is the first vehicle launched from the United States to land on the moon since 1972, which is a big deal. This is basically the space equivalent of bell bottoms coming back. And
the stars of the 1968 version of Romeo and Juliet are suing Paramount to stop the digital release of their movie, which includes nude shots of them as teenagers. Paramount has agreed to lock it away where no one will ever see it. Paramount Plus.
Six thirty-six. What am I looking at here? All I took was two Tylenol when I woke up this morning. Take any cold medicine, because I don't want it to zonk me out or anything. How about that weather forecast? Increasing cloudiness, chance of showers today with a high near 65. Then rain and snow showers tonight. Lows around 19. That's some temperature swing. Highs tomorrow 28. I was just going to put all our winter stuff away, too. We have these rubber mats on the back porch, you know, that melt the ice so you don't slip and fall and crack your spine open. I was going to say, let's put those away. I was going to put our snow shovel away here at the station. I was going to put all the salt away. I said, it's going to be 65. Little did I know. 19 tonight. Wow. Hey, Paul Kearns coming up. Remember Paul? Did mornings here at WRJN for many years. He's going to be our fourth WRJN historical marker. And we're going to talk about his life a little bit. Get a little bit of history of when he was here at WRJN, you might remember, Aaron. Let's take a look at the news headlines this morning. These are the stories we're watching in our news center. Stuart J. Waddles providing our news this morning. There's a slight chance for very severe weather today. The National Weather Service says thunderstorms could impact the region with heavier storms closer to the state line. We're looking at lows in the low 70s today and low just about 22 tonight. A slight chance of snow tomorrow morning. Somerset County voters are heading to the polls today. There's a recall election for the Raymond Town Board with four candidates looking to fill two seats. The polling site at Raymond Village Hall is open through 8 o'clock tonight. Two board members are targeted in the recall. And two trucks collided on Highway 20 in Racine County yesterday, with one ending up in flames. The driver of an F-250 was turning off the highway into a driveway when a Silverado hit him from behind. He'll be okay. The man in the Chevy, according to Kansasville Fire and Rescue, was talking with sheriff's deputies and denied medical attention. It happened in Waterford, just a little east of 8336. Just some of the stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us this morning. He'll have updates throughout the day today right here at WRJN. College Hoops coming up tonight. We've got Wisconsin at Indiana, 5 p.m. here on WRJN Radio. And we've got Paul Kern coming up in just a few minutes at 7:06. Well, now that Barbie, a movie based on an older toy, has made it to the $1 billion at the box office, a movie based on the Monopoly game has been in the works for years, but now it looks like it will finally happen. There aren't any details yet. Who's going to pay that? Who's going to play that little, you remember the banker with that handlebar mustache? Who's going to play that guy? Actually, the guy's got a name. Money Penny, I think, is his name. Or Penny Money, or Money Penny, or Money Bag, something like that. He's actually got a name. All right, feel-good story time. You may have heard about this group before. Early in the pandemic, there was a guy in New Jersey who started a nonprofit called I Want to Mow Your Lawn, where he'd volunteer to mow lawns for senior citizens and other people who need help. Well, now it's back in the news again because it expanded to 46 states, recently went international. A handful of volunteers popped up in Toronto, and a retired Marine in South Korea recently started doing it for widows of fallen soldiers. You can sign up to volunteer at iwantamowyourlawn.com. See, a small little thing like that. Look what happened. It went worldwide just by doing one nice thing for somebody. It's amazing what you can do, huh? Well, if you have a vacation planned for this summer, maybe some barbecues, parties, trips to the beach, mostly you're going to be staring at your cell phone. That's what they say. According to a survey by Groupon, the average American says they'll spend about 6 hours a day this summer using their phone, tablet, computer, or television. Adds up to 35 entire days this June, July, and August staring at screens more than one-third of the summer. See, I used to love when I was a kid. When we went on vacation, we went away for 2 weeks in August every year. You know, I never really thought much about how my dad pulled that off, but he did because he was the foreman of the company. And he was able to take 2 weeks at a time off in August. Maybe it was slow. Who knows? But anyway, so we went away and locked up the house and just went away for 2 weeks. There was no contact with anybody because we didn't know. We knew where we were going, but we didn't know where we were staying because my dad never booked hotels more than 24 hours in advance. What we did was when we got up the next morning, he booked the next hotel to where we were going because then he figured out, you know, where we're going. So we went over all to New England, Canada all the time. We did those types of trips. But there were no cell phones. So you didn't know what was going on in the outside world where you lived. So it was kind of nice. I mean, you just didn't. You just went on vacation and you were really on vacation. Nowadays, you go on vacation. You're constantly on your cell phones, on Facebook and everything. So, all right, from our files, we got this. This is an older story from, let's see, just an older story. I think from 2022 we got this. A guy in Wisconsin held the record for eating the most Big Macs, has officially been at it for 50 years. He ate at least one Big Mac every single day, except for 8 days in 1972. Probably had a stomach ache then. And he has receipts to prove it. I never had a Big Mac. Now I know why. This guy's eating them all. He had a Big Mac every single day for 50 years, except for 8 days in 1972. You know what? Wintergreen, not Wintergreen, but Wintergreen Lifesavers. You know those minty Lifesavers? All right. When you eat them in the dark and you chew on them, they make blue sparks. Never knew that. It's called triboluminescence, or light resulting from something being smashed. Odd but true. I'm going to try that. Wintergreen. They still make those? Give them a shot. Thinking of calling in sick? Your boss doesn't believe it when you call in sick. 60% of bosses say they usually don't believe their employees when they call in sick. The main reason for not believing an employee is they don't sound sick enough. How about me? Do I sound sick enough today? One-third of bosses check social media to see if an employee is lying or not. It's tough to fake it. It's tough. I got to take a drink here. Hold on. I don't know if I'm getting over the cold or it's just starting. It's hard to tell. I don't know how I got it because I don't go anywhere. That leaves one suspect, my wife. She says she didn't give it to me. I don't go anywhere, so I don't know how I would get a cold. That's when they bought something at Walgreens. The lady there gave it to me, but I don't think so. All right, if you can't make a simple decision, there's an app called Nunu. Lets you charge people $5 to vote and make choices for you, like what to have for lunch or who to go out on a date with. Then you just do whatever gets the most votes. So you charge people $5 to vote. Is anybody falling for that? That's good. All right, before you leave a coworker out of an office get-together, think about this. A court just awarded a 51-year-old cashier over $90,000 in compensation after everyone at her work was invited to a happy hour except her. And because of the fallout, she quit. She only found out about the happy hour because the coworkers were talking about it in front of her. She's mixed race and had complained about discrimination before. The judge said that was one of the reasons people didn't want her there, and her age was a factor as well. $90,000 for not including her in the office get-together. You've been warned. Don't let it happen to your office. Looking for a friend? Takes time. A recent study found it takes an average of 219 hours to become best friends with someone, 94 hours to become casual friends, 164 hours to become true friends, and 219 hours to hit good or best friend status. Forget it. I don't have that kind of time. I don't really, except for my wife being my best friend, I have good friends. I really good friends. Maybe I have a best friend. Yeah, I have one guy friend I hang out with, and he's really a good friend. And I've known him for years and years. And other than that, I don't think I have any friends. I remember sitting, when I was a kid, I just turned 13 years old. And I was sitting at home on the couch. It was the heat of the summer, back in the 60s. And my mother said, why don't you hang out with one of your friends? I said, they're all gone. They went to day camp. They went to whatever, on vacation. And he said, you want to make another friend? I remember calling somebody from school. Raymond Croker was his name. Raymond Croker. I remember because he had bright red hair. He was a nice guy. I went to grammar school with him. And so I called him up. And it was almost like, hey, you want to be my friend? And I said, I'm going to go out and go to the movies or something. So we did a few times. And he just, I don't know, it just didn't click as a friend. He was a nice guy and everything. He was really nothing wrong. I just didn't click as a friend. We did things a few times. We hung around and did things outside, and it didn't click as a friend. So that experiment went awry. I don't think I'd try it again. No. All right. Let's give away some tickets here to the Wisconsin State Fair. We'll give away another pair right now. We're welcoming a CCM powerhouse, that's Contemporary Christian Music powerhouse, Casting Crowns, to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage, Monday, August 5th. It's going to be an evening filled with powerful and soul-stirring artistry. Also joining Casting Crowns on the main stage will be another CCM star, Turin Wells. Tickets are on sale right now at wistatefair.com. And all this week, I'm giving away tickets. If you want to win a pair right now, you can. I'm going to open the phone lines in just a second here. 262-634-9756. Let me open the phones here. All right. There you go. Now you can call in. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. And guess what? You're calling a landline. Not too many of those left around these days, are there? Anyway, so give us a call, 262-634-9756. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to the State Fair on Monday, August 5th to see Casting Crowns. And howdy, what's your first name?
Ark.
What is it now?
Ark from Waterford.
Is it Art, A-R-T?
Mark.
Oh, Mark.
M-A-R-K.
Mark. Mark, I got a cold, and I think my hearing went with the cold. I just have to allow for that. Hey, from Waterford, thanks a lot for calling in, Mark. We're going to get you tickets to go see Casting Crowns at the Wisconsin State Fair. Somebody said to me the other day, do I get two tickets? I said, yeah, we don't give you one ticket to anything. We always make it a pair of tickets. So you have a friend you can go with?
That's my wife.
Oh, that's good. All right. Mark, hold on the line, all right? Don't go anywhere. All right, got tickets for you. Don't move. Stay right where you are. 648 WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh, the civic media station. Stay right where you are.
to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed, the Civic Media Station. Increasing cloudiness today, a chance of showers, highs near 65. Rain and snow showers tonight, lows around 19. I'd like to know what's going on there. That sounds like a thunderstorm just waiting to happen. Gradual clearing tonight, tomorrow, and a high near 28 tomorrow. College hoops coming up this afternoon. The Badgers at Indiana, 5 p.m. Just a quick reminder, at Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals. Seeking to add more life to days, the Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. Learn more at HospiceAlliance.com. That's HospiceAlliance.com. Coming up, we're going to talk to Paul Kern on our fourth WRJN Historical Marker Series. We're talking to past employees, and we're going to make it's going to be archived. And so years from now, they'll be able to hear about WRJN Radio and the people who worked here. So Paul Kern's going to be our next Historical Marker. He's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning at WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed. All right, what I got for you here today? This is odd, but true. People in North Korea believe that hamburgers were invented by Kim Jong-il in 2009. You mean these people never had a hamburger before 2009? Mickey Mouse was created by China. They believe that. And they also were taught that Lady Gaga is a man, not a woman. That's a crazy country, North Korea, huh? That is crazy. A teenage girl in Japan called the cops when she thought she saw a guy walking through a train station with a big knife in his hand. Turns out it was an old flip phone. She had never seen a flip phone before. She thought it was a weapon. I find the amazing part of the story, someone's still using a flip phone. Somebody posted a video of a lady. I just saw it this morning when I woke up. Somebody posted on Facebook, a young girl was told to make a phone call with a rotary phone, in a phone booth, no less. And she couldn't grasp you had to put your fingers in the holes to turn it. Now, to you and I, that sounds ridiculous. But you're talking about a teenager, young teenager, who never saw a rotary phone before in their life. And she's trying to make this phone call. First, she's trying to push it with her finger. And she can't grasp the fact you got to put your finger in the hole and turn it around and then let go. So when she's told to put her finger in the hole and turn it around as far as she can, she doesn't take her finger out. And it goes back slowly and it doesn't work. You got to take it out fast. Isn't that amazing? How in just, you know, two maybe generations, people have no concept of how to use a rotary dial phone. Survey found that 90% of us legitimately feel panic when our cell phone battery dips below 20%. I do. 32% have left somewhere just to go home and plug in their phone. I have never done that because I don't let it go that, you know, at home it will. But if I see, I get that little notice on my phone that says, whoops, you're at 20%. You know, I, whoop, the panic alarm goes off and I gotta plug it in. Let's see here. I'm going to save that one for tomorrow because I have to, that's an audio one. And I got to pick up the audio for that story. Here's another feel-good story. 10 years ago, a woman in Minnesota named Sarah Gadd was in and out of jail and hooked on opioids. A judge gave her one last chance to sort her life out, and she did. She got off drugs, became a lawyer, and recently got an innocent man's murder charges dropped. And here's the kicker. The day the case got dropped, she ran into the judge who gave her one last chance, and he said, what are you doing here? She said, I work here now. It was the courthouse. You give somebody a last chance, sometimes they run with it. And in her case, she did. I think that's great. Fortune tellers, you may have seen this coming. AI is coming for your jobs. Experts say bot fortune tellers are better than the real ones. Well, the real ones aren't really at least I don't think so. They're not really fortune tellers. But, all right. Having a bad hair day? Blame your parents. A study found the pattern your hair grows is determined by multiple genes they collectively have passed down to you. In other words, your bad hair day is a total group effort. Now, when I was in school, I have curly hair. When I was in school, all the kids made fun of my curly hair. They used some really derogatory names to describe my hair, too. And it was, you know, after a while, you get used to it, and it never feels good to have kids make fun of you in front of other kids. So they all made fun of my curly hair, curly top. Oh, look, here's curly top coming over here now. So they all made fun of my hair. That was in grammar school, by the way. Even kids in the neighborhood, when they got mean, they said, here comes curly top. Now, I would say more than 75% of those kids have no hair now. They're bald. And the ones that do have hair, they are either thinning or they have white or gray hair. And I'm happy to say, I still have curly hair. But I have hair, full head of hair. And it's black. There's no gray in it. That's my mother's side of the family. My mother is 92, just had a couple of gray hairs in her head. My brother doesn't have any gray hair either. And he's older than I am. So anyway, yeah, if they make fun of you, it all will wash out later on sometimes. And, you know, when you're adults. But I look at the kids on Facebook that I grew up with, went to school with, and they're all bald with white hair, and I still have the kind of curly black hair. It's black. Okay. Hey, it's 6:58. On the other side, we're going to talk to Paul Kern in our fourth WRJN Historical Marker series, right? The history of WRJN with Paul Kern. It's coming up in just a few moments here at WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.